It's time for the Bob's World of the day.
Bob's World. Bob's World. All right.
Do you want a drum roll or anything?
No,
or?
I don't. I've been sitting on this for literally 30 months, and it's finally here. And I can finally talk about it, and...
Can we all guess?
Well, you already know.
Oh. Well, then I would have seemed really smart.
I am leaving the show, Dan, for a while. And I hate to be really dramatic and vague about it, but I don't know exactly how long. I feel like I have a range for you. But I will be gone for probably all of September. And I have...
What, the H?
Yeah. And I hoped it would hit in July. It did not hit in July. But on this particular mission, this particular little thing my family's got to do, wants to do, can't wait to do. It hit during the all-important football season / school year, and maybe not in that order, as my kids are at their first day of school like everyone else is today. They will go to exactly one week of school, and then they will be yanked out by their parents because we are growing our family, Dan. We are adopting from Honduras a little boy, and I'm very thrilled about this. This has been a long, long journey for the family. And
30 months, for real?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know.
Is when you first,
my wife and I
start into it?
My wife and I started the process in early 2009. And when we were in Vancouver with the show back in February, we actually got a name and a picture of a little guy in Honduras that we were, what do they call it? It was a referral, I guess they say. And then I left for a week back in April, and I went to Tegucigalpa, Honduras, to meet our little guy and to continue down the long, ridiculous adoption process. And I say that as a plea to anyone who can make it easier to help out the many, many, many kids of the world that need a home. It is so laborious and so tedious, and I understand you don't want the kids to fall into bad hands and people with bad agendas. But man, there's a lot of people that would really like to help out some of these kids, and they make it a 2.5-year process. And if my wife had to work, it may be longer, but she luckily was able to dedicate her existence to filling out mountains and mountains of paperwork and check marks. And it's a long, long deal. Anyway,
I want to talk about that a little bit because I've... You know, discuss that at my house. Just the whole, and maybe this is another topic for another day, but isn't it like to adopt an American baby, you have to have, you might have the real parents showing up at some point, right?
Yeah, I mean, it could happen unless they're an actual orphan. But yeah, you're right.
But there's many threads of it, and that seems to me to be something you wouldn't want to be involved. Like, you think, man, there's a lot of, we're doing pretty well here. We could help, you know, society. You don't endorse abortion, right? So you'd say, well, let me help out those who I tell not to, you know what I mean?
Like, well, I would say regardless of a stance on that particular item, in my case, I went on a mission trip and I went to a Guatemalan orphanage.
But you want to help them? I don't know.
And I just met all these kids that are just without a family, and it just didn't make sense to me. And I know it's my life's journey, and for reasons I can't control, Guatemala was closed to adoptions. And still is, to international adoptions, because of a long story I could certainly share with you, but the fact is I can't...
Isn't the short story that it became, like, tainted the...
Yeah.
Like, people want to help out.
Right.
They say, we have the money, let me adopt a kid.
Right.
And you got to pay whatever, you got to grease palms, right? It's like the Baltimore political system.
It's sadly.
So people are profiteering, so then they started... saying, okay, well, hey, gosh, I make $10,000 off this. This is a guy in Guatemala. I'm just using an example of
sure.
a vague number that I don't really know if that's the number. But so then he says, hey, 16-year-old, 18-year-old girl, come here. I will pay you $500 to have a baby.
Yeah.
And this is a kid that if they made $500 in a year, that would be huge, right?
In some cases, sure.
So now... Now here's a country that already has a problem of all these unwanted babies.
Right.
It's a problem.
Very much so.
So now they see rich white Americans start rolling in buying these kids. Theoretically, you know what I mean?
Comparatively.
Putting money, you're not buying a kid, but you know what I'm saying.
And comparatively.
And
rich.
Then they start saying, wait.
I just wanted to knock down the rich thing.
Well, comparatively, yeah, yes, if you make $500 in a year.
There you go.
So now, then they start making teenage girls have babies for this money. Now they have triple the amount of unwanted babies.
Right.
And now the government have to step in and say, we have to stop it because this is corrupt, because you can't just be paying people to...
No.
And now it's even a worse problem than it was when it started, when people just wanted to help.
Well, yeah, and we wanted to help...
Okay, that's a different story.
Though. Well, it is, and we wanted to help... One of the babies we met in Guatemala, but that wasn't to be. And, my
like you just couldn't, right?
No, we couldn't. No,
it's
shut down to
did
this.
Did you start on that
day.
Path?
Well, by the time we got to actually filling out particular paperwork for Guatemala, and every country's different. And my wife and I have gone through Buckner, which is right in town, ironically enough, located on Buckner Road. Buckner.org, I guess, if you'd like to go see their website. But, that's who we are adopting through, and we went through the process without a country, and the countries they had at the time that they had relationships were Russia and Ethiopia and China and maybe one more. And my wife and I, just didn't really feel that is where we were being led, and then Honduras, Guatemala's next-door neighbor, opened up in the summer of 2009. And
what do you mean? They didn't used to have adoptions?
I don't know how it works, Dan, but some sort of international agreement and some sort of, I don't know, but suddenly Honduras, the doors opened and we, my wife and I and my kids, are the pioneer family to adopt in Honduras for Buckner, I guess. And I assume we still are. At least we were when we started the process. I don't know if we're the first to go get our little guy, but we are going to do it next Monday. And so if all goes well, and obviously I hate to talk about this because, much like...
Could it fall through?
No, I don't believe it can, but until we have custody and until he's a U.S. citizen, it's almost like the Mavs playoff run, but way more important.
Can people still run at you asking for money?
You just don't want to assume anything is done and dusted until it is. And so we go down there next Monday and hopefully take custody shortly thereafter. And then we...
What, do you have to prove something? Is this the rules that you have to stay there for a month or?
Well, no, we don't have. Well,
why do you have to stay there for a month?
He's in our custody. Okay. So
while you're there.
But he can't leave the country. No. He will become our child.
Like as soon as you get there?
As soon as we get there. We'll go to a courthouse.
You'll sign papers and you will be his parents.
Yes. However, he will not have international travel privileges for 4 to 6 weeks. So now he's in our custody, but he can't leave his country. So either mom or dad have to stay down there with him. And in this case, mom and dad, because I'm not leaving my wife down there by herself. And, they all want to be there. And this is a real important time to, obviously, our new little guy doesn't speak English at first. He's been in several environments and now he's coming into our family, so it's important to us that our whole family's there together, and we use that 4 to 6 weeks to get acquainted, I don't know, to welcome him in. So I mean it's crazy that it's this complicated, and it's crazy that I have to leave my job for a month, maybe more, but I do.
So and 4 to 6 weeks,
that's the window that they project. I hope it's 4. Heck, I hope it's 2. But it won't be. And
you should guess high, and then you'll be pleased if it's less.
I anticipate I will miss all of September, I would love to figure out how to do the show, but trust me, technology is not where it needs to be to... We'd have a 10-second delay every time we said something, and we know how enjoyable that is from our various travels. And I just need to go away for a while. And it's really, really important to us. Like I said, it's a 30-month bit. And
what if we all went with you?
You don't want to? It's not South Lake, Dan. It's different.
Uh-huh.
They're both on planet Earth. But that's about where the common elements of Tegucigalpa or Honduras. You know, Honduras, it's got very beautiful places. I'm not, you know, if it's your homeland, you should be very proud. But I'm just saying it's a real rock to your realities when you show up there after living here forever. It's especially if you're white. It's a little different. And I've been cranking out my Spanish, and now people know why I'm learning Spanish as fast as I can, but... At the same time, it may be rather useless if you want our young guy to learn English as fast as possible. And
so, how did this
Should we carry over, or what do you want to do?
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right. It's 210. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I have no tease here for you, so next. All right, so it's... I'm leaving. I'm leaving for a month, maybe 6 weeks, and if that causes a great celebration, then you'll have a great September, and if not, wait for me. I will come back and find you as quick as possible. Well, I'll be back together soon, but...
Yeah, show effect, I don't think it's that...
No, the show will be fine.
Norm, remember Norm left for a couple of months. He had health issues. I just think when you look at this thing as a 12-year thing, it's 1 month, you know?
Yeah.
I'm actually, before we start joking about the tryout camps that you had to find a shortstop that could go to his left.
Not sure he's ever heard of baseball, but I don't want to hurt your joke series.
He will.
Okay.
He'll hear of it. I'm very, I don't know, I'm kind of proud of you, only that I think it's a thing that... It's a good thing in life, of course. I think you're running up the score to get into heaven, which is not.
Yeah, which save I don't appreciate. For everyone else, Bob.
Stop.
You know, you already go on these missions. You help the orphans.
Well, that's, you know what? One led to the other.
When you and I are standing at the gates and there's only one more spot, there's just no way. Right? What can I do now?
Yeah. My advice to anyone who doesn't want to adopt is don't go on a mission. And that sounds like reverse psychology, but you're down there. And I swear to you, and
forgive me.
Look, there's no way to talk about this topic without getting deep. So if it's fart sounds you desire, we'll get back to that soon. But just to be deep here, you're in an orphanage. There's 15 kids under the age of 3. Many of them have some special needs that you know, or well, I mean, obviously, if they're orphans, they have special needs. I mean, actual. Disabilities that are problematic and cause them to be abandoned, or poverty caused them to be abandoned, or the death of their parents, or somehow they got here. And then you're holding one whose name is actually called Miracle. They named her Miracle. Why? Because they had no idea what her name was. Because the police dropped her off after she was left in a dumpster. You can't wrap your head around that, you know? So...
It's reality.
It's reality, and it's reality in a big part of our planet, and not to say there aren't needy kids within 5 miles of us right now, because there are, but for my wife and I, it started in 06 when I think I went on my first mission trip, and you saw Latin,
so that's what
Central
the start,
America.
I was wondering the start, was it... She's itching to have another kid.
No. We were fine. No, we were fine.
Okay.
No, we were fine with two. This isn't. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we.
She's from a big family. That's why I was.
It is,
there.
Yeah. And we feel. You know, we feel God put us on a path, and we feel like we're on a mission. You know, not to go Blues Brothers here, but we feel like we are doing what we're supposed to do, and.
It's a big deal.
It's, you know, but at the same time, it's I don't want anyone to think it's you know, it's because this is important. My wife and I have talked about this, but I want to be upfront about it. He will be, and this is a weird thing for a parent, you know, but when you get a kid who's five, there's a lot on their hard drive. And have I said he's five? Mm-hmm. He just turned five. So it's not a baby. It's not a newborn. You know, we actively wanted a child who was, you know, when they get to that age, it's...
You didn't want? I thought you would have wanted somebody who's one.
Not that we didn't. We just saw the need of older children because they are less, quote-unquote, adoptable. The older you get, the less likely you are to be adopted. So you, as my wife and I, wanted to strike a balance, I think, where this child would not be older than our children. We didn't want that. We wanted the adopted child to be the youngest for various reasons of comfort for our kids. And just if you're talking about an 8-year-old who's lived in an orphanage or a 10-year-old, I mean, at some point...
Well, you want to talk about a hard drive full of stuff.
Yeah. So this little guy has got a story, and it's his, and just the important thing that I would like to say, and I know this is a little weird on this, especially in this forum, but it's just once we get there and once he's in, it's not, you know, it's not a charity case. He's part of our family. He is. You know, it's one of those weird things where you're like, okay, you know, people mean well, and I'm reading a lot of books about it. This hasn't happened to me yet, but you know of the grocery store. Oh, is this, these are your children, and oh, this is your adopted, you know, and you just, no, this is our family, you know, and it's...
Isn't that one of the reasons to go, if I can just be blunt,
sure,
to go Hispanic instead of Russian, just because your wife's Hispanic? And well, he could kind of...
I don't know. I mean...
He won't look...
I don't know.
You know
I mean? He's obviously going to...
Yeah, but you can't sweat what other people are thinking.
We're not worried about perception.
No.
We're not worried about perception.
No, but it's what he hears. That's the point,
Our only thing for this little guy is to, you know, to let him know that he's... I'm sorry. I apologize, Dan.
No, you got to let him know that
he's not going to be passed again.
Yeah.
He has lived in four different places.
Well, now you've got...
And this will be it. So, I'm sorry.
Well, and I'm sure you've got the thought of how does your kid... Like, it's big enough when the first kid gets another kid.
Yeah.
And how they react to that. Now,
how does
your kid...
And that's probably the most important thing to have him younger.
Right, boy.
I don't want you don't want to jeopardize your family to add, obviously, and maybe that's me.
But your boy was your boy, Brett, who you took to your first football game.
Right.
Or his first. Your, like, millionth. and now you've got this guy. Now he's your boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's...
No, and as you
I'm
have
sure
30
it goes
months
into thinking about it,
as you have 30 months to think about this, you think of all the scenarios where, you know, you're risking what you think is this great family environment, and oh my gosh, what if this and this and this? And
yeah,
this
the
and,
focus is going to be on him for a while, so you don't know how your two other children are going to react to the focus.
That's another reason why I just got to go away for a while and figure it out. And live together, and I don't know. I don't know the process. I know it takes years. I know it takes years, and we're cool with that. And that's, you know, it's very important to us. I greatly thank the station for understanding this. I know they've dealt with complex issues in the past, and hopefully this is just maternity leave. Pretend I'm a chick and... You know, I'll just go away and...
Already done.
Yeah, we do.
Hypothetically, people leave all the time for 4 to 6 weeks to have a kid, right? So that will be that.
Yeah, that's what women say when they first leave.
Yeah.
Be back in 6 weeks.
No, I'll stay home.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. So I've said it. There's a lot of tentacles that we can discuss where I promise I will not get verklempt. And we can all carry on and then... I'll leave you Friday, and hopefully I'll be back before the Rangers win the World Series. How's that? I don't know. I hope I'm not gone long. I hope they have NFL Sunday Ticket down there. I hope a lot of things, Dan. But I'm trying to be realistic here and keep the bar nice and low, because that's the best way to handle the 3-year adoption process.
It'd be a lot like Grapevine.
It'll probably not be.
Like the Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah.
There's probably like a water slide park in there.
A wave pool.
Sure.
So, there we go.
Is that going to be a beating? Well, that's stupid. Of course it's going to be a beating staying there. Like, are you in some hotel room?
Let's start with when we go to Southern California for a week. By the end of the week in what we consider paradise, we can't wait to go home.
All right. That room gets smaller and smaller by the day.
I've never been away from this job for more than 7 days, I don't think, and nor have I ever wanted to be. I start to get the shakes about day 5, no matter where we are, and I love...
It's great to come back.
I love
doing
this.
Like, I feel right now revived, you know what I mean? When you go on vacation and then you come back after just 5 days, now you're going... you're going for a month.
I can't imagine how...
Yes,
as the NFL season's ratcheting up, that has not been lost on me. And
you know, the real loser is going to be our fantasy football league, the GBL. I mean, what's going to happen to all these things that need Bob?
Yeah, why are you being so selfish?
Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry. I'll try to sort it out. I mean, I want to pop on the show a couple times a week if
we're good.
Okay. You focus.
Yeah, we don't want to take away from family time.
Don't worry about that. Come on, you're bonding.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
right. All right.
New boy.
All right, good point. All right, so that's all I got.
Sorry, we got David Moore.
That's all I got. I'm done.